going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I bet we could cut that same sentiment we got from the Kansas representative,
Dan Hawkins,
75 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Almost, I'm not saying word for word, but basically the exact same sentiment. Hey, we're close. Hey, we're 30, 45 days away. Hey, we feel optimistic about this thing. We've been having good conversations. Oh, it's a hard deadline. We need to know by this time. You told me just a month ago it was a hard deadline, and you guys didn't see any reason to do what Chiefs asked you to. All right, hey, you know what? We'll give you another year if that's what you need. So I don't believe them anymore with these hard deadlines. You will take as long as Mark Donovan tells you that we need time to try to figure this thing out. I think we knew this part about the Royals, but it was just interesting to hear someone say it. The Chiefs feel nostalgic about Arrowhead. The Royals don't feel that way about Kauffman Stadium. So it makes sense to me where the Royals are willing to talk to anybody who is willing to build them a new stadium. So, yes, Kansas is open to, hey, what about this spot? What about this spot? What do you think about this? Kansas is just, we got money to spend. You know, Kansas walked into the store and we got money to spend here, and I'm not taking this money home. Where the Chiefs, their conversations are much more straightforward because they're not having new stadium conversations with Missouri. It's basically, are you guys going to give us the money to build what we – to upgrade what we already have? So I think that complicates it on one side. And I think we've known that about the Royals. The Royals have basically told you for 3 years, we don't want to be here anymore. I mean, we like Kauffman Stadium. It was great. Hey, it served its purpose. But we want a brand-new, state-of-the-art ballpark. That's what we think is in our best interest. Now, I don't think the Royals are planning on moving away to go get it. But I think at this point, the Royals are open to any possibility in the metro area of them building a brand-new, state-of-the-art ballpark, where I think the Chiefs are having a little bit of a different conversation. I think it's safe to say at this point, I don't know. I think a lot of people over the last few months or so have tried to convince you that they know. I don't think you know. I don't know how you can read that letter that we got from Mark Donovan and definitively say one way or the other. Because again, as we talked about in the open of the show, you really can see it from any vantage point that you want. If you want to look at it from the Missouri side, I can poke a lot of holes in that. If you're from the Kansas side, you read that and you think, oh man, they're close. They're in the red zone. Hey, they only got a couple more things. And next thing you know, hey, by Labor Day, we're going to have an announcement that the Chiefs are coming over here. I think the Chiefs did a masterful job of giving you enough nuggets to grab onto, but not really committing to any plan. Kansas is saying, I mean, that's how business works. Of course, they're talking to both teams. They're talking to Kansas. They're talking to Missouri. Like, we don't, you know, that I think business is happening. But I think the letter was really smart because it feeds both bases. And ultimately, I think the Chiefs are just trying to keep their options open and trying to squeeze out the best deal that they possibly can for themselves.
I will say this, and this is very much me through my Kansas glasses. If the Chiefs were planning 100% staying at Arrowhead, renovating, building themselves a Lambo, we call it Lambo a lot, building themselves their Allen Fieldhouse, getting a new coat of paint and making it a sleek, better version of Arrowhead, and that's been the Chiefs' plan. Now that the Missouri offer exists, that's the go move. It feels like that's what they want the whole time, da-da-da. If that is what the Chiefs have always kind of wanted, which is what some people in the text line believe, if that's what the Chiefs have always wanted, then how come they're reaching out to Kansas via a letter? Because Ty Mashton said, hey, the Royals indicated verbally that, yeah, we're going to keep talking. The Chiefs put it in writing. Yes, we are ready to keep talking. If the plan is 100% Missouri, it is no way to me. The Chiefs were the one that reached out to Kansas and said, no. Let's keep having these conversations. And maybe at the end of the day, it's business, negotiations, and negotiations. But it's not lost on me that Kansas reached out and said, hey, we know the Missouri offer, but we want more time because you are just as viable to us as the Missouri side of state line is.
So we're going to have some more interviews related to this as the show progresses. Just wanted to let you guys hear from Ty Masterson. He is the president of the Senate in the state of Kansas. So I want to give you guys my thoughts on this. You heard me yesterday. I think the Royals needed to be in the position where somebody's key card didn't work today. You guys wanted to be the hitting coach. I'm fine if it's the hitting coach. When you lose for three consecutive homestands, the way that they have, they've been swept in three straight home series. When you score run in your most recent one, 12 hits, the other team scores 12 runs, you've lost 10 consecutive games at home, you are falling out of it more and more by every day. Sometimes you just got to throw something. Sometimes you just got to grab that vase and you got to shatter it just to let everybody know that you mean business. So I'm a little disappointed today that we didn't get that email, we didn't get that press release, that somebody got let go today. Hey, we fired Aramark today because we don't like the quality of the hot dogs. I just want you to do something today. Let me know that you care. So that's number one. I'm a little disappointed we're not having that conversation. But there is something right now that is circulating on social media that I just want to offer up my opinion. So I like Brandon Turner. He is a very popular Kansas podcast. He released a screenshot basically of him going back and forth with Alex Zumwalt. He said something about Zumwalt. Zumwalt says something back. They go a little back and forth. He publicizes it on the internet. Okay, that's fine. I'm going to defend Alex Zumwalt just a little bit. I don't think it's fair that people can just say whatever they want, and then when you comment back, and he didn't say anything disrespectful to him. He didn't call him out of his name, didn't curse him out, didn't say anything like that. Like, you're allowed to respond. Now, if you feel a way that he responded, you're obviously allowed to feel that way. But I do think we kind of play this game where, like, all the criticism can be on one side, and then the moment where the person kind of pushes back a little bit, it's like, ha, 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 see, like, no, wait, hold on. We're talking about this man losing his job. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking about, like, we are here advocating that someone should be fired, that someone should lose their income, how you support your family. That guy's allowed to defend himself. He's allowed to speak out. He's allowed to say, hey, you're wrong. Hey, I think I'm doing a good job. Hey, I'm going to use this as motivation and fuel. He's allowed to feel that way. So regardless of how I feel about the job that he is doing, I mean, no one can argue that he is doing a good job right now. They're dead last in offense. They're looking up at everybody. They're looking up at every single team in Major League Baseball. So this is not me defending the job that he is doing in any way. But I do think we reach this point where, like, criticism from fans, it can just happen and happen and happen. And then the moment the player shows any reaction to the criticism, we then criticize him even more for even having a feeling about it. No, he's allowed to be a person. He's allowed to do that. So I don't have any issue with the Twitter stuff. I really don't. I don't have any issue with it. It's not that big.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big of a deal. There are far bigger problems right now than the Royals hitting coach going back and forth with fans on the internet. That ain't hitting a curveball or a slider, and I don't think that is affecting his ability to teach it. I just think right now that the team is struggling in such a way that someone has to answer for how they're struggling. Someone in charge. Hunter Renfroe is not in charge. MJ Melendez is not in charge. Baby Biggio was not in charge. Somebody who is in charge should be let go of something. I don't care what it is. The person who runs the elevators, they're not moving fast enough. Someone needs to be let go because how they are playing should be deemed unacceptable. That's how it should be deemed. For a team that made the postseason last year, it should be unacceptable that we have regressed in this kind of way. For a team that a year ago was sixth in Major League Baseball on offense, it should be indefensible the way you are playing the way that you are playing. So that's my feeling on it. I don't have any issue with Alex Zumwalt replying. He didn't curse him out. We're not talking about him saying some homophobic slur or racial slur or nothing like that. He simply defended the job that he's doing. He should be allowed to do that.
To echo your sentiments, I feel largely the same way. And maybe this is just me, a person who's on the internet too often. If I DM you, I have an expectation that's going to stay private. And you know what? He DM'd this guy. I'm reading the DMs. Yeah, he's saying, hey, why do you follow me? Hey, your tweets are very negative, but it only fuels me. I appreciate you. And then he goes about his business. Now, there's rumors and speculation that he has a burner. Whatever. We'll put that to the side.
I just don't care about that.
I don't care about any of that.
I just don't care.
If I'm Alex Zumwalt, hey, I agree with you. Someone's got to be fired today. Maybe it's one of the other two people that works under Alex Zumwalt. I mean, they have three hitting coaches on the roster. If they were at two today, I don't know if that satiates everyone, but at least it's something. So I do agree with you. Someone has to lose their job. We use the Missouri football D-line coach example all the time on the show. But I will defend Alex Zumwalt. If I am in the middle of a private direct message conversation,
it's in corny that you would then publicize
correct.
The conversation. It's corny to do that.
It's not – I mean, this is not a one-for-one example, but – me and you DM sometimes at the show. If you then screenshot and said, oh, Rob thinks the Chiefs are going to Kansas,
yeah.
Look at this, and trying to get LOLs and clout.
I'd
be like, hold on.
Silly.
We were DMing back and forth. Me and you were communicating. Credit to Alex Zumwalt for even in that moment displaying a high level of professionalism and saying nothing out of pocket other than just defending the job he's doing. But I don't lie, and this is not just about Braden Turner. This is just social media
in general.
If you are DMing someone, that is a private direct message. It is not then, hey, look, this guy said this. Let's blow him up. Again, I don't think Alex Zumwalt should keep his job, but I don't think we should be running him down for DMs on Twitter.
I think he should have been let go yesterday. I think after the game yesterday,
I think he should have said in post game. That's where I think it happens.
Yeah, I think it should have been a tweet from Aaron Rodgers. I think it should have been a tweet from Josh Vernon that the Royals have decided to go in a different direction. CDOT, it's the fact that he sent the first DM. I actually think the first DM is the most logical one to send. Hey, why do you follow me? I don't know. Social media is weird in this way. I don't follow anybody on social media I don't like. Like, I might follow people on social media that I don't know, but I don't follow anybody on social media I don't like. I don't agree with Clay Travis. I'm not interested in following his thoughts and opinions. Like, why would I do this? That part, that kind of stuff, it just doesn't make sense to me. I don't listen to anybody's music. I'm not riding around. Like, why would I do this? Why there's so much content out there that I do like. Why would I give so much energy to what I don't like? So that part to me, I actually think is the most logical thing of all of it. That part's fine with me. Someone says you don't like Braden because he's a KU guy. I like Braden a lot, actually. I would tell Braden this. I don't like that you publicize the tweets, mm-hmm. the private messages. And again, I think that Alex Zumwalt is allowed. And I do give Braden didn't really back down in the conversation.
No,
hey, he sent you a message. You sent him a message. You guys went back and forth. That's cool. Like I feel like I've talked about stuff. No, like everybody doesn't have to like everybody. That's perfectly fine. Hey, I don't like you. You don't like me. I don't think you're doing a good job. You don't think I'm doing a good job. We both are allowed to feel that way. I'm just not mad at Zumwalt for expressing how he feels about the situation in, to me, a very direct way. You said something about me. I'm coming directly to you to talk about what you said, and that's the end of it. I defend anybody's ability to do that one-to-one in that way. And I don't have any problem with Brady. Hey, if you want to tweet that the hitting coach is not good, tweet that he's not good. I also feel that he's not good. So you're allowed to feel.
The numbers show he's not good.
Yeah, you're perfectly allowed to feel all of those ways about Alex Zumwalt. I'm perfectly fine with that. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to the stadiums. Keep it right here. It's the drive.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.